So here, this is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 5. This is letter number 1494. And Baruch Hashem, this is dated on the 7th day of Nisan in Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing this to the leadership, to the Anhola of Agudas Chabad, of the Chabad organization in the Holy Land, Tibon Visikoinen. And Shalom Uvracha. And the Rebbe says, number one, I sent you a letter on the 28th day of Adar. I'm sure you received it, and I'm waiting for a response to that letter, the Rebbe says. Number two, in some of my previous letters I wrote about the coordinated committee over here, and that the Sukhnut promised to give homes for youth that are coming from Yemen, for those youth that are, and Morocco and similar places, that they're going to provide housing for them. At the moment, the amount is 100,000. And after, which was a lot of money in those days in 1952. But look how the Rebbe is raising the money for them to go. This is the Rebbe's business. It's amazing. After many delays from day to day, from month to month. So yesterday there was a meeting between the members of the committee with Mr. Nochum Goldman and his helpers and his associates. So they said it formally, they notified it, that they started to distribute that amount. And the decision is in the... it's up to Mr. Cole from the Sukhnut how to distribute these funds. And that they already gave 10,000 to Sajera, I'm not sure exactly what it is. And the Rebbe says it seemingly he thinks that that's a settlement which is associated with the Mizrahi organization. Together, also, I received a telegram from Mr. Gelman as far as the building in Lod. And I asked again with a... I turned again with a strong demand that from that 100,000 they should give to Chabad, especially to the building of Lod. Look how the Rebbe is involved in the financing in those days, where it was, you know, and then, that you have to set it as, you have to set it aside for the students that are coming from those countries. But it's understood that since the decision is in the hands of Mr. Cole, and the general amount, so there's going to be many people vying for those funds. There's going to be a lot of people. So you should put an effort in any ways you can. Rebbe is turning to them. That you should get the maximum possible for the building in Lod. And also for the building in Kfar Chabad, in Safaria, which they started to fix up. And they don't have all the money needed to finish up. It's likely, the Rebbe says, that if they're going to condition this, that they should use the building only for youth. So for sure you can organize it in such a way that it's going to be fitting. And there is, we're hopeful that during the times, sometimes there will be more sums besides this 100,000. But we don't have a set time for that, and therefore we can't rely on it. And therefore the speed and the energy is very important to go get a hold of this. We don't know what else is coming down the pipeline, so go ahead, make sure, get your fair share from that money there. Perhaps I will send a telegram about this today, but the description of the situation in more detail, this is my letter over here. Number three, as Mr. Goldman promised, so the materials for the building, that for that a large amount of was earmarked, so they have to receive those materials at the cheapest price. In other words, you can't pay, you're going to get the money. Serious price, based on the way it's organized and the pricing of the ways according to the currency that is now in Israel. You have to be at the best price possible. Number four, it's a shame, Rebbe says, that you don't relate to let us know over here in a timely, the specific details of what applies to these matters. So without me needing to get information from the site, I don't hear directly. And perhaps also it's there is a delay in time, because not all the time do I get the information from friends and dear peoples of lovers of Chabad. So by the time I get the information, it may be a little bit late. And sometimes they only tell us because they don't have another choice. So the Rebbe says you should. This letter is unbelievable. Such an eye opener. How the Rebbe is in the nitty-gritty details to help the funding so that they can. The Rebbe is pushing for them and guiding them how to make sure to get their fair share of that money, and that's the basis of their being able to build into success. And as the famous saying in the Pirkei Avos, Ethics of Our Father, it says, if there is no kemach, if there's no flour, there's no Torah. So if there's no money, there's no building. So, and the Rebbe says, I bless you for a Chag Pesach Kosher Sameach, and much success in your whole.